AOC. AOC is in competition right now for the title of the dumbest person to have ever served in the House of Representatives. Right now, her main competitor for that title is Maxine Waters, although there are a lot of other Democrats out there that are in close competition for this prestigious title of dumbest person to have ever served. Now, as dumb as she is, she does have one trick. You know, the one trick pony, and that is blame everything on racism. Oh, no, 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 no. The economic devastation of this community is not the result of policies pushed by the Democrats. No, 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 no. It's systemic racism. Oh, these policies, they just would have worked if it wasn't for systemic racism. And this is just a distraction that she puts out there. Because she knows that the people who follow her, just like the people who follow most of the Democrats, are mindless clapping seals. Where anytime they're upset about something, just blame racism and they go, Oh, that makes sense to me. Meanwhile, in Republican areas, minority communities are thriving and prospering. They are doing very well financially, especially compared to minority communities in Democrat areas. And while they're going out there and trying to blame racism for all the troubles of the minority communities, which I guess maybe racism is the actual problem because the Democrats are systemically racist. Their entire party has been founded on racism since its inception over 200 years ago. But, you know, when they talk about racism and institutional racism, no, 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 they don't mean the Democrat Party. No, 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 no. It's somehow the fault of Republicans that have no actual control or nor do they hold any elected office in the area in which minority communities are being devastated. You would think that would be a clue, but no, 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 no. Not to the people who follow AOC. No, no, no. All you have to do on the Democrat Party, anytime your policies fail, anytime your policies are creating financial hardship and destroying communities, it's just blame racism. And of course, by racism, they mean white supremacy, which there really isn't any white supremacy because white supremacists, there isn't enough of them to fill a Walmart in a small town. But as long as they keep claiming it, it excuses absolutely everything that the Democrat Party does, all of their failures. You know, the Democrats, they may be implementing policies that completely destroy us, but they don't do it out of racism. So I'm going to keep voting against my interests because of some vague sense that there are racists out there. And we can't really point to them, but they're out there. And while she's doing this, AOC gets called out for exactly what she is.
AOC is a race hustler. She's playing the race card, alleging systemic discrimination, institutional discrimination. It does not exist. There is no white boogeyman. If you want to be honest, show the video that you've been showing all day. Look at Chicago. You got a black superintendent, police chief. You got a black mayor. Look at Washington, D.C. There's black people running the system. So when she talks about incarcerating black and brown people, you're looking at the video, it's crime committed by right. people of color. And she really wants to criticize someone. Look at Kamala Harris when she was AG keeping black men in jail. This is a joke. It's untrue. It's a lie.
So there's AOC getting called out for the stupid things that she is saying about incarceration. So she's going out there and wanting to talk about how many black people and brown people are in prison. And she uses that as examples of systemic racism. Well, the question about this isn't the number that are in prison. The question is, did they commit the crime? You know, there's this old saying, commit the crime, do the time. Right, can you point out that there's a large number of them that are in there who did not commit the crime? Is there a lot of innocents locked away? Can you prove that? Can you provide us any evidence of that? Now, we could talk about why it is that there is a higher percentage of population of certain races that end up committing more crime. And they don't want to have that conversation because it will inevitably lead back to Democrat policies that are crushing and destroying their communities, that are crushing jobs, leading to high unemployment, high poverty rates, and high rates of desperation. And so they don't want to have that conversation because it will destroy the Democrat Party. But she wants to go out there and say, hey, this is unfair. And it's like, okay, what's unfair about this? You got a multiracial legislature where there's plenty of blacks and Hispanics in the state and federal government that are writing the laws. You got governors that are, and presidents and city council members who are going ahead and approving the law, signing it rather than vetoing it. You got black police officers out there enforcing the laws, black and Hispanic police officers. You got black and Hispanic judges that are doing the sentencing after a biracial jury finds them guilty. Right? And so throughout every step of the process, from creating the laws, to enforcing the laws, to finding a person guilty, to sentencing, black and Hispanics are a part of that process every step of the way. And so you want to go off and try and claim racism while the people that you're claiming are suffering from racism are suffering from racism by members of their own race? I mean, think about that for a moment. I mean, this isn't like it's one race that dominates everything in our entire political and judicial system. No, it's all integrated. Why? Because Republicans ended segregation, ended Jim Crow laws. So she has absolutely nothing to back up what she says, AOC. But it doesn't matter. Facts and data never seems to matter when it comes to the left. They just spew out anything, and then if you counter it, social media will censor it, and then you'll be called out as a racist, because don't you know, facts, data, and science are racist. But it's nice to see AOC being called out for exactly who and what she is. And what is she going to do? Say Leo Terrell is racist? Is she going to go out there and accuse this black man of racism while at the same time trying to promote the idea that people of minority, you know, colors, you know, blacks, Hispanics, you know, they can't be racist, but except for this person is racist? The hypocrisy never ends when it comes to the left. It's always, everything that they do is always excused, and facts, data, and science are completely racist. So yes, while AOC is the dumbest member of the House of Representatives, it is nice and funny to every time so often go out there and point out when she is getting taken to the woodshed, when she's being called out for exactly what she is, a demagogue, a race hustler. And if it wasn't for the promotion of racism by the Democrats, if it wasn't for the whole blame racism on every failure that they ever have, if it wasn't for that, AOC could never get elected. Racism is all AOC has. Her being a complete and total racist and demagogue is her only source of political power. And that needs to stop. So Democrats, if you want to end racism, stop voting for AOC and her Democrat morons.